Leyden lowered the musket and came into the clearing. "What's this all about, Richard?"
"I caught him stealing the hoe, sir."
"How come it was laying where he could get a hold of it?"
"He was looking for a chance to give somebody a whipping out of it." "Honest, sir, I wasn't more than 5 feet from it. I was working over near the edge of the woods. He slipped up through the trees when I was facing the other way, snatched it and ran." It was a pack of lies, of course. I'd been out in the middle of the field when it happened.
"You must have been snoozing."
"Honest, sir, I wasn't snoozing. If I'd been snoozing, I wouldn't notice him at all, and he would have got clean away."
He frowned, for he hadn't found an excuse to whip me. After all, I'd chased the Indian out here and might have got myself killed for it.
He turned to the Indian boy.
"You speak English?"
"I speak English good." Some of them did. The Indians and the English had been trading with each other when they weren't fighting or having peace conferences the whole 12 years since the first settlers came in 1607. Some Indians would work for English to earn a musket or an axe, although they never stayed at it long. And until the new governor came in and put in stricter rules, the Indians would come into Jamestown for one thing or another. Some of them had picked up a lot of English.
"What tribe are you from?" Leyden said.
"Weyanox."
"One of the Powhatans? Opechancanough's people?"
"Yes," he said.
Most of the Indians in our part of Virginia had been under one great chief, Powhatan. His daughter was named Pocahontas. She had married John Rolfe, the Englishman who figured out how to grow good tobacco here in Virginia. Powhatan had been sort of friendly to us, but he died a while back, and his brother, Opechancanough, had taken over. Things between us and the Indians weren't so easy now. Leyden poked the musket barrel towards the Indian to remind him of it.
"What's your name?"
"Wetoppin." I had to admire him. As far as he knew, there was still a good chance he would be shot or taken over to Jamestown to be hanged. Yet his